you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Nathan Zagura, Michael Reguy here, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Time for a little fact or fiction, so we'll bring in our great producer, Jason Gibbs. What's up, Gibbs?
Fact or fiction.
Good afternoon, guys.
How you doing, Gibbs?
Good, man.
You know, it's Thursday, the sun is shining, had a little golf league start last night, you know. Yeah. Good times.
How much under par were you?
How much over par? I think
I'm
under.
To help you out, good brother.
Under on the number of adult beverages, over on the scoring. That might.
There you
be
go. That's
the,
a good one.
Yeah, exactly. Question number one today, guys. Johnny Manziel will be a top four pick in the NFL draft.
Nothing like coming out of the chute with strength.
I like
not going to beat around the bush.
I like
today.
It.
We know what's going on.
Guys, I'm
going to
say we know that so many times a quarterback started judged a little bit differently when it comes to GMs on the clock on a draft board. I'm still going to say fiction. I don't believe he's going to go top four.
I'm going to say fiction. I don't think he goes top four either, but it's not a lot of conviction in my fiction.
Fact.
Too cool.
Now, how am I supposed to follow that up?
Too cool for school.
I can't follow that up. Question number two. The Browns will draft a defensive back in the first round.
That'll go fact, and I'd like it to be Kyle Fuller from Virginia Tech.
I go fact as well. Kyle Fuller's fine. Jason Verrett's fine. Get my man Darquez Denard. That's even more fine. Yes, fact.
Fact or fiction.
Question number three. On this rapid-fire Fact or Fiction Thursday, the Browns will trade one of their first-round picks, either to move up or to move down.
I'm going to say right now, fiction, because you don't know it yet, but certainly it is very possible. Depending on how the first three picks go, it is very, very possible. So I'm going to put it as a fiction now with a very likely to change to fact.
There wasn't a lot of conviction in that action.
Not a lot of conviction in that fiction either, Reg.
That having been said, I hear you completely, and I'm right with you completely. Now, if some things happen above them that maybe kind of set them in motion to make a move, yes, but I'm like you, Nathan. I'll go right at the moment fiction because I think things are going to stay according to Hoyle with the top three ahead of them.
Fact or fiction?
Final question today, guys. Only one primetime game for the Cleveland Browns on their schedule. Well, two if you count the Redskins preseason game. The Browns will end up having at least one more regular season game flexed to evenings.
I'm going to go fact, and I think it's going to come if the Browns, especially if the Browns are on fire, which I'm hoping they will be, week 15, Bengals-Browns, Battle of Ohio for first place in the AFC North. Boom.
Boom. Book it. Bang, done. Sounds like a winner. I'm going to go fact as well because that means the Browns are going to do what? They're going to be winning, and they're going to have the eyes of the nation kind of wanting to see what this Mike Pettine system is all about. So I'm going to go fact. That's not a bad choice, Nathan, mid-November game here on the lakefront against Cincinnati would be nice.
It would be oh so nice. Yes, week 15, Cincinnati Bengals. Let's go ahead and flex that in there. I got no problem with that. I believe December, mid-December. I'm going
That's right.
late.
I'm going big time.
Let's go.
Yeah, let's go. Perfect. That means that there's a lot on the line.
A lot on the line. That's what I said for first place in the AFC North,
there
as a matter of
go.
Fact. All right, that was Fact or Fiction. We're going to wrap things up. Might get to hear from our old buddy, the kid, as we wrap things up on another edition here of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And it's the most